Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 12, verses 32 and 33. The scribe's answer, the scribe's response to Christ. Verse 32. Well said, teacher. He's addressing the Lord Jesus. Well said, teacher, the man replied. You are right in saying that God is one, and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. Mark chapter 12, verses 32 and 33. What can we say about this scribe? Well, he listened, did he not? He weighed Christ's words. He agreed with Christ. And he openly made his commitment to Christ in the sense that he agreed with him. He said so. He commented on Christ's word. He, as it were, added to Christ's word. He agreed. He said, it's excellent what you've said. And he hit the nail on the head. I believe this man is sincerely asking Christ here. And I believe he is responding. Maybe not asking to find out, but to see if Christ would come up with this. Seeing if he could agree with him. Anyway, he saw that God was unique. He saw that love for God was supreme. He saw that love for the neighbor was supreme. And he saw that that was true spirituality. He saw that the internal overcame the external. All burnt offerings and sacrifices, yes, they're instituted by God, that's right, these feast days and the rest. But a man can attend the temple, he can do this, he can take part in the feasts and everything else. But if his heart is not there, this man has got it. Loving God and loving neighbor in this spiritual way is more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. There are weightier matters of the law. Matthew 23, verse 23, and this man understands that. He understands a relative weight. And he knows that all observances and externals don't amount to a brass farthing, I was going to say, if you know the term. It doesn't amount to a hair's breadth. It doesn't amount to anything compared to love in the heart for God and for the neighbor. 1 Samuel 15:21-23, these verses, they speak to obedience is better than sacrifice. Sincerity of heart. God is a spirit, just and wise. He sees our inmost mind. In vain to heaven we raise our cries and leave our souls behind. My friend, we can attend chapel, church, whatever you want to call it. We can be in our pew, in our seat. We can be raising our hands, playing the drums, or doing, speaking and dressing, preaching the gospel and all the rest. But if our hearts are not in it, and I speak to myself, it is a mere performance, a painted performance. In vain to heaven we raise our cries and leave our souls behind. Nothing but truth before God's throne with honor can appear. The painted hypocrites are known through the disguise they wear. Their lifted eyes salute the skies, their bended knees the ground. But God abhors the sacrifice where not the heart is found. Lord, search my thoughts and try my ways and make my soul sincere. Then shall I stand before thy face and find acceptance there. So wrote Isaac Watts. God desires those who worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:23-24. Not simply in a place of worship, whatever that may be, but 24/7. Heart worship, heart love to God, heart service and love to a neighbor. This is true spirituality. Oh, my friend, we need to hear this today. I need to hear it. There's a danger of performance. There's a danger of attendance. There's a danger of conformity. There's a danger of outward. We put on our Sunday clothes. We put on our Sunday spirituality. May God give us grace. 24/7. From heart and soul and mind to be devoted to God and show love to Him and therefore love to our neighbor. As this scribe saw it, this is more important than all external religion and all mere attendance and conformity. May God give us grace in this.